This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, undercover reporters take their appeal to a higher court. That story right after this short message.
When it comes to choosing a college, campus visits are important. But 2020 has made it tough to tour your top picks. At Liberty University, we understand, so we offer a variety of visiting opportunities. Tour campus from home with a virtual tour, or visit campus for a few hours for a daily campus tour. Dig a little deeper with Experience LU, a single-day event where you'll tour campus, meet with faculty and staff, and sample on-campus dining locations. Pick your perfect visit by texting VISIT to 49596. Again, that's VISIT to 49596.
While the eyes of the nation are focused on the soon-coming filling of Ruth Bader Ginsburg's vacated seat on the Supreme Court, there are other courts that need our prayers too. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals will be ruling on the appeal filed by Liberty Counsel on behalf of Sandra Merritt. In 2015, Sandra Merritt and David DeLayden of the Center for Medical Progress worked together to investigate what really happens behind the closed doors of Planned Parenthood, beyond the horrors of abortion. Merritt and DeLayden uncovered Planned Parenthood's involvement in trafficking of human baby body parts. Their 30-month-long undercover work led to them releasing video evidence exposing Planned Parenthood deeply involved in the illegal trade of aborted baby body parts for money. They revealed that top-level executives even were haggling over the prices of aborted baby body parts, and they also discussed how they can update their procedures to procure more intact organs. Once the Center for Medical Progress released the incriminating video evidence, Planned Parenthood sued Merritt and legal charges were filed, including a racketeer-influenced and corrupt organizations, or RICO, charge against Merritt. The jury decided in favor of Planned Parenthood to the sum of $2 million. The presiding judge was San Francisco's U.S. District Court Judge William Ulrich III. In 2017, the defense requested that Ulrich recuse himself from presiding over the case because of a conflict of interest. He is the founder of the Good Samaritan Family Resource Center that leases its facility to Planned Parenthood of Northern California. Ulrich refused to recuse himself, and during the six-week trial, he greatly influenced the jury and would not let the jury watch the video evidence that was obtained while Merritt was undercover. He instructed the jury that they could not consider this a First Amendment case, which is intended to protect freedom of speech and freedom of the press. According to their counsel, Merritt and DeLayden acted according to the parameters of California recording law, and no other citizen journalist or journalism organization has ever been charged with a crime for undercover recordings made in the public interest. Liberty Counsel's chief litigation counsel, Horatio Miet, said, "With the filing of this appeal, Sandra Merritt is one step closer to obtaining the justice that she was denied in the trial court. We are looking forward to the appeal and remain confident that Planned Parenthood's legal maneuvering and cover-up for its misdeeds will ultimately fail." As Jesus said in Luke 8:17, "For nothing is hidden that will not become evident, nor anything secret that will not be known and come to light. Pray that justice will prevail, and that the plans of the enemy will be thwarted." I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.